The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Who doesn't like doing some online shopping? Yeah, but after you make your payments online, then the waiting game begins. When is my parcel going to arrive? Will I be at home when my parcel gets delivered? Can I rely on this parcel tracker? I'm sure you've asked yourself these questions before, and I've recently encountered that and a little bit disappointed by it. But a recent survey was done by Parcel Perform and iPrice Group, and it showed that 34% of Southeast Asian consumers continue to see parcel delivery as their biggest pain. By Southeast Asian, I'm talking countries like Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, and Indonesia. These were the countries that were surveyed. So what are the results like for Singapore? How are we different from our Southeast Asian counterparts? Are Singaporeans really happy? Are we happy with our delivery service? Well, in the studio this morning to help me out with these questions is Arna Jaroszewski, who is the founder and CEO at Parcel Perform. Guten Morgen, herzlich willkommen.
Okay, good morning. Great to be here.
That was good morning and welcome. Tell us a little bit about Parcel Perform. How is it different from, you know, things like SingPost or even DHL?
We are a software company, so our kind of focus is on technology and data. So we don't own trucks or warehouses. So our customers are the ones that track the data and want to know more about the deliveries. That could be consumers, but could also be businesses who care about the deliveries.
Okay.
So we help them to make better use of those delivery companies you mentioned.
And if we were to put these delivery companies in the spotlight together with Parcel Perform, how have you fared against them?
We make sure that our customer have all the information they need in order to take the right decisions on which delivery company to use.
Okay.
Some have their strengths in the certain areas, and we help them to uncover those strengths.
Let's talk about this survey that I'm sure everyone is probably agreeing with. 34% of Southeast Asian consumers not happy with the delivery service. What specifically is the issue that pops up in this survey?
I think, well, one of the biggest issues is that parcels do arrive late occasionally. Okay. Because they get delayed on the way. A lot of deliveries come from overseas, and there's a good chance that they get held up in customs and the border or on the way. So that's where the main point of frustration.
Okay. Yes, I recently encountered a situation where the tracking app showed that it had arrived in Singapore and was dispatched for delivery when in fact it was still stuck at customs. How can this issue be overcome? Is it even possible?
With the development of e-commerce, and it has been growing more than 60% over the last 3 years, a lot of delivery companies invest a lot in technology and building better operations. So actually the experience that consumers receive these days is much better than years ago. But at the same time, they're getting more demanding. They know what they can expect. They have higher expectations of delivery companies. And that's where I think dissatisfaction doesn't go away.
Because we're so impatient, you know, you're plugged in online, you've got this tracking ID that you can see, you're expecting things fast. But this survey was done in countries like Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, and Indonesia specifically, rather. How are the issues different in each countries, or in each country rather, or is it more or less the same?
Singapore actually fares very well in terms of delivery performance, partly because of its nature. It's a smaller country. I think the delivery partners are a lot more sophisticated, and there's a lot of like connectivity into China or sure. other markets where the products come from. At the same time, Singaporean customers are very demanding, have high expectations yeah. of their service providers. And therefore, I think those factors play against each other. But also, Singapore has a high penetration of very advanced delivery options like locker systems, etc. Therefore, I think they also receive a better experience than they would get in other markets.
Okay, these are for people addicted to things like Taobao.
Exactly.
Well, we did talk about how people are not happy with their delivery service. You know, parcels coming late, obviously, top of the list. Singapore, generally okay. But what about the rest of Southeast Asia? What are they happy about? What's the positive?
What is quite common in other countries outside of Singapore is use of cash on delivery. There's a lot more like rescheduling possibilities with the service providers, because if you require the cash to be at hand, I think there's a much more engaged delivery process than what consumers are used to here in Singapore. I think with that, these are the things or the strengths in the other markets. Not so much relevant in Singapore, but I think one of the things that contribute to their satisfaction overseas in the other markets.
And also, you know, for some of these markets, they're still developing, so they will get to enjoy that progression, so to speak.
Exactly.
The survey that we have been talking about has found that over 90% of customer complaints are tied to transit time and late delivery. So should some kind of, say, like a term and condition be set up between businesses and delivery service companies? Would that help?
So I think what we're seeing is right now the consumer has to look at tracking results, which are not very intuitive ways of figuring out when the parcel may arrive. I think what we've seen in other markets outside of Asia is that the delivery companies focus on telling the consumer when they expect the parcel to arrive, which is essentially what the consumer wants to know.
Okay.
And this is, I would say, the next evolution point. Plus, there will be much more options on where parcels can be picked up, lockers, delivery points,
sure.
rescheduling, kind of redirecting it to a neighbor, to a friend. So those options will come up in the next few years in Asia for sure, and probably in Singapore as a first market here. And I think that adds a lot of convenience to the delivery experience for everyone.
Is it something that Parcel Perform is looking into? How can you guys perhaps overcome this problem?
So what we are doing as a platform is helping those delivery companies, making sure that this experience is available to consumers. So every merchant can use redirection features, sees different delivery options at the checkout. This is the part where we support the merchants to make sure that they offer the widest range of possible delivery options to their consumers. And therefore, we're contributing to higher customer satisfaction for them.
In this survey, was there anything else that stood out with regard to the Singapore consumer? Do we look like a very difficult crowd to please?
So I think that the main driver for satisfaction is the delivery time. So if
sure.
it takes very long, I think we see the customer satisfaction drop to half if it takes just 2-3 days longer. So from that perspective, I think being on time is super important.
Sure.
And I think the second element is whatever kind of expectation the merchant sets with the consumer, say, let's say it is delivered in 5 days, that's what the consumers will hold the merchant to. So with that, I think if the merchants can be very accurate in predicting when it's going to arrive, I think customers will accept it because they know at the time of the purchase of the parcel what they can expect. If not, then there will be dissatisfaction very quickly.
When you say long, do you have a gauge of time, like anything more than 5 days perhaps? This is without some kind of express delivery, I'm assuming.
Sure. I think when we started e-commerce about 5 to 7 years back, everyone was just happy if they received their parcel.
It's true.
So now everybody knows that they can expect that. So everyone thinking about, okay, I want to have next day delivery, sometimes even same day delivery. I think the bar for the delivery companies is rising continuously. So therefore, I think we will see a lot faster delivery across all categories and all merchants. And I think that's something to look forward to.
I tell you what, when I'm shopping online, if I ever shop online and I see that it's going to take me 2 weeks to get this product, I won't even bother buying it.
Right.
I am an impatient human being. Parcel Perform, 5 to 10 years time, where do you see you guys? What's the expansion plan like?
So our expansion plan is geography. We already have customers in Europe, Australia, in the US. We're expanding there because our service of delivering a better experience to consumers is a problem that's international. And we feel that we can help merchants across the world to get better. The other area of expansion is we're improving our product. We're employing machine learning and other technologies to have better predictions on what's happening in the delivery chain. Because I think that's ultimately will consumers help to understand, to pick the right partners and kind of get to a better experience for themselves.
Actually, just an impromptu one here. Based on what you've seen, especially in Southeast Asia, which is the most difficult market to service?
So I think probably it's Indonesia.
Okay.
And I think that's pros mostly because of its geography. So many islands.
The infrastructure, right?
There's infrastructure.
Yeah.
There are a lot of like airlifts that are part
yeah.
of the delivery. There are boats involved if there's bad weather. So everything becomes a little less predictable. I think you don't have these challenges in Singapore, but there it's very common.
Yeah.
But also the consumers expect that. So I think they're a little bit more forgiving with their delivery companies in the first place.
But with challenge comes opportunity. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Sure.
Anna Jaroszewski, founder and CEO at Parcel Perform.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.